Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Stanford Rout in the building with social media, big part of sports, big part of athletes' lives now. We see a lot of the Texans taking trips 29 days away from training camp. We see O.J. Simpson tweeting about opening kid camps with Michael Jackson. Not sure that's the best approach. We see Stanford Rout all the time on the gram with the planned unplans. And Tom Brady is on Twitter right now. Julian Edelman was on Pardon My Take with Barstool. I want to get into the impact of social media in sports and ask Stanford Rout the key to the best profile picture. But before we do that, here's Julian Edelman on Pardon My Take talking about life with Tom Brady now that he's expanded his social media game.
It is so funny to see the 180 with him on this, because I was, you know, 11 years ago in 2009, I was like the first kid in the room with like Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and I'd be on my phone and he'd yell at me, get out of your phone, bro, and get in your playbook. And like now he gets back, I'll be on the internet and he'll be liking photos that were posted 10 minutes ago. Like, how did that even get liked?
Yeah.
He's always scanning the gram.
What is the generation gap in a locker room, Stanford? Like, what's the biggest generation gap you kind of experience? Because, you know, sometimes you go in a locker room, you're 20, you go in there, there's like some 35-year-olds, there's some OGs. Mm-hmm. Just based on, you know, the difference between social media outlook and stuff, what are some of the biggest generation gaps you experience whenever you were in a locker room? Is it women? Women's got to be where it starts, right? Or that actually might unite you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that could be where it starts. I remember back when I was a rookie back in Oakland, obviously social media did not exist back then in 2005. I would say that the biggest gap was probably music for us. And okay. I remember how...
That's a great point.
I remember how one of the young guys would come through the... he'd come through the parking lot, through the gate, blasting his music at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I remember Warren Sapp had just got out of his car.
No.
And Sapp is over like... He said, young buck, he said, when you get to be my age, he said, you don't want to hear all that racket in the morning, all that loud rap music. He said, man, he said, when I get up early in the morning and I come to work, I got to listen to something soft and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
He used to always say that. And, you know, as you get older, you start to see like, man, why am I listening to all this rap music at 8 o'clock in the morning with the windows down and the music blasting? So for me, that was probably one of the biggest age gap differences back then music.
If I'm reading this correctly, when you were with the Raiders as a rookie, or maybe your second year, Ted Washington was 38 years old.
Yes, Ted Washington.
He didn't talk to you, man.
No, he did not. Not until we officially made the team after the final cuts, after the fourth preseason game.
He was in his 15th year, 38 years old. So what was that like, you and Ted Washington, once you did start talking?
I remember, he barely talked to us throughout all of the offseason, throughout all of the preseason, things like that. And then even when the season was actually in full effect, even then there was still always like a disconnect. And I remember he would always look at me and Fabian. We came in together 2005.
Fabian Washington.
Yes, he would always look at us like,
you kids.
Yeah, like, you little young bucks, y'all just don't know. Yeah. That's one thing he would always say to us, and it would be so crazy because we'd be nervous around him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we had older players as well. We had Charles Woodson, we had Warren Sapp, C. Wood, guys like that. But no, Ted, you did not want to do anything to piss off Ted because you already felt like it was a father scolding you just by his eyes, just by the way he looked at you. And then, you know, he's already like 350 pounds. So the last thing you want to do is do anything to piss him off. So you always made sure that you were on your P's and Q's around
him. That's funny.
What are the positives and negatives? Because you said social media wasn't really around when you first went to the league. What do you think the benefits would have been for you had it been in? And what would have been the negatives had social media been around when you started your NFL career?
I think the benefits probably would just simply be being able to control the narrative. If there's something out there about you that people have you kind of misconstrued, they misunderstand you, something you may have said in the newspaper or an interview, people just took out of context, it's a way for you to be able to go ahead and kind of control the narrative and actually go Instagram Live or Facebook Live or something like that and actually go and put it out there and say, hey, this is what I really meant. Mm-hmm. This is what I really said. Or if somebody's accusing you of something, right, you can go ahead and try to go ahead and set the story straight, because we all know in this world, a lot of it is simply just who gets to the microphone quicker, who's able to get their story out quicker. Now, there are some downsides to it. And I can tell you, I probably would have been a victim of many downsides if social media would have been rampant.
Twitter didn't even start till your second year in the league. It started in 06.
Dang, it started in 06?
Yeah.
I didn't even get on Twitter till like 2010.
Yeah, yeah. So you were really midst of learning.
I did not even know that.
The social media game a little bit.
It started in 06. I got it in 2010, too.
Yeah.
No, it started in 06.
When did you get it?
Wow.
Probably about 2012, 2013, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it must not have been as huge a deal, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder how it blew up.
Yeah, but anyways, there was Facebook, obviously, and there was some other social media that was obviously AIM and all that stuff.
Yes.
Stanford would have been scrolling through the mentions after a bad game, getting mad.
I've done that before.
So you were like right
I've done
at the,
that. I've fallen victim to it.
You're right at the cutting edge of all
and
that.
And believe me, it is an abyss of nowhere, checking your mentions after a game, especially after a bad one on Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want to call it. I'd say that's one of the downfalls is that. Number two is letting your emotions get the best of you, especially after a game, because you're able to control your own narrative, because you have a platform, because you're able to say whatever you want to say and actually get the message out to people. There will be times after a game, let's say you want to go Instagram Live, you want to go Facebook Live, something like that, and you may feel a certain way about a teammate. You may feel a certain way about somebody in your organization for the team you play on, and you want to go and actually say something because you're angry, you're upset, you haven't thought it through yet. Well, guess what? You can't take that back. That's the thing about it. So it's got its
even great, when you try to delete it, it's still there.
Yes, it's got its upsides, but it's also got its downsides. I mean, guys use it now for marketing. They use it for endorsement purposes. People are becoming millionaires off of social media now just from simply being endorsed by companies. But there are some downfalls. And then also there are sliding in someone's DM, whether it be the man sliding in or the female. That can also lead to infidelity. Yeah. That can lead to breakups. That can lead to divorces. So it's got plenty of downfalls, or should I say pitfalls.
You know how terrifying it must be for athletes today to even think about doing what Le'Veon did or doing what Carmelo did, going on a boat with some girl who's not his wife. When you know somebody just driving by in a boat is going to take a picture.
Yep.
You know, that's what happened to Melo.
I mean, I've talked to guys who won Super Bowls with the 90s Cowboys, Nate Newton, and he says that they probably wouldn't have won as many Super Bowls if it had been social media. They probably would have been screwed. So that's the negatives, the positives. We're talking to Stanford Rout. Stan, we got to get your take on this. What is the key to a good profile pic? Because we're looking at your
Stanford knows how to do it.
Oh,
we're looking at the Facebook profile pic here of Stanford Rout. Got a nice little sport coat on, holding the nice football, tossing it up, and you got the water in the background, and you got kind of the Zoolander face going. What is the key to a good profile pic?
The key to a good profile pic, I'm not sure what the key is. That was a photo shoot I did back in, I think, 2009. My girlfriend set that up. So probably like she would know, you know, the key to a great profile pic. I just sit there and pose when her and the photographer would just tell me what to do. Sometimes
that's serious, dude. What ocean is that?
That is the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, that's Miami Beach.
So you're posted up on the Atlantic Ocean in a sport coat with a football.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it shows.
I'll see you.
Exactly. Shows a little bit of serious. I got the sport coat on, so I'm professional, but still letting you know I'm an athlete because I'm tossing the ball up in the air. And I mean, come on now. Am I going to cheese like a Chester cat in the picture? I can't frown, but I got to kind of have like that middle, you know, where
you
I'm not frowning, I'm not smiling.
I'm here.
Exactly. I'm here.
When's the right time to cheese and not cheese in a picture? I think this is something that a lot of people can relate to.
I think that I'm not a big cheeser unless it's a setting where I have to really show my congenial side. But I think for an athlete, a lot of the time, you're an athlete. Y'all are gladiators. You play on baseball diamonds, the basketball court, football field. So you're still thought of as a gladiator. You're thought of somebody that's competing, just kind of like the, you know, ancient Rome, the Colosseum, right, things like that. So you don't necessarily want to come off as somebody that's over there smiling, because oftentimes, come on now, when a man smiles a whole lot, people think of him kind of soft. They think of him like a wimp, things like that. So it really just kind of depends on
the mood, the setting. I got a point on this.
This is where I disagree with you.
I think the looking hard, and I did it when even in high school. High school players do it.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of you, buddy.
I don't see you looking too hard.
Trying to look
tough. With that fro in those overalls?
I was looking hard.
Yeah, I would not
but
say
here's
that.
But here's the deal. Here's my point. Forget Landry.
Believe me,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Show him the picture.
I'll show you. I was looking like a badass. Anyway.
A cheesy badass.
I think most players look like that in their pictures for the sake of other players.
Yes.
Because, like, yes, regular people want to see a smile. Mm-hmm. Girls want to see a smile. They're just trying to look like a badass for
yes.
other players.
Oh, you're right.
Look at Stan, man. He's got it going.
That's the thing, yes.
They're not doing it for anybody but other players.
What about the planned, unplanned, Stan? What's the? Do you just go up to the stranger and say, because you have the planned, unplanned picture. You've mastered the art of that. Where you'll have somebody take a picture of you and you'll try to make it look
Landry,
like you're
I've
not
never,
doing
Landry, I've
bro,
never
I've
done that
do
ever
in
my life. I've
Spoon's
never done
in
that.
There right now.
I've never
the web
done
guy,
that.
Spoon, the web Landry. Guy's in there. Spoon Landry. Is taking a planned out plan
no,
for you.
Landry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, all right.
No, but yeah, right. Yes, I have. I've done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no duh. No duh.
I think that as I've gotten older, because I used to be the, man, I ain't taking no pictures. Like, that's what, you know, sissies do. Like, I'm not about to sit over here and always
then
be
you wish you
taking
had.
A picture.
Then you wish you
yes.
had.
Look at that
and
bad,
so,
bad dude right
exactly.
there.
Landry, you over here talking about, like, how he is in his overalls. Come on, Landry. Give credit where credit's
right
due.
There.
Were you a guard or a tackle?
I was a defensive end and a tackle.
There you go.
You look more like a guard there, man.
Wow.
Must be a bad
Landry,
angle.
You just have to shoot him down like that, don't
look,
you?
Look at that. Look at that, dude. Look at that.
He's like, don't pay attention to
Landry.
Lopez
showing
Landry,
pictures.
Landry's just hating. But I will say this. As I've gotten older, you start to realize that taking a lot of pictures does not make you less of a man.
Right.
And me coming from the old school mentality, especially from my father, like my dad doesn't even approve of me having earrings.
Okay.
So coming from that type of mindset, that type of old school mentality, you don't want to be sitting up there always taking pictures, this, that, and the other. Like what is that? What is a man doing
gotta
over
have
there, taking
man.
All those pictures? But as you get older, you start to see where this world is now headed. You start to feel more confident and just more comfortable in your own skin. Like it doesn't make you less of a man to take pictures. Right. It doesn't.
And then that's when you get classic like this, Stanford.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.